Иди помешай.
Хавод. Хавод Памшени.
Ну, я немного подал.
Айгамар says, when Adar comes, you have to be more happy. And the question is, why more happy? It is either because Haman wanted to kill us and we were saved, or just, you know, it's a lucky month that we were saved. And the history shows that this month has a lot of tragedies. What happened this week in Israel with the bus, the bus driver, this, that, it's all excuses. In the past, a lot of tragedies happened in Adar. A lot of tragedies. And a lot of major tzaddikim died on Adar. A lot. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, you know what? Adar comes, be happy. Be happy. How can I be happy? Look what happened to the bus. Happened in Adar. What do you mean? What does it mean? How can it be? How can I be happy? How can I be happy? This is such a good month. It's such a tragedy. Religious people, we're not talking about Chas v'Shalom Goyim. Religious people go from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak on a bus. Tzadikim. Look what happened. Must be, it doesn't mean that. It means something else. What does it mean? How bad this month is, the Gemara says, the Megillat Esther, Haman, he went to Ahasuerus to ask him for permission to kill all the Jews. Prior to it, he made a lotto. Chachamim tell us what he made. He made a special lotto. He says, I want to find the best month that I should be able to kill all the Jews. So from all the months, he said, the best is to kill them on Adar. I says, why? Gemara says, he knew history. Gemara said, he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu died on Adar. It was yesterday, maybe. Adar Aleph, maybe. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu died on this month. So Haman, the Gemara said, was very happy when the lotto came up that he's going to kill the Jews on the month of Adar. He said, the lotto is right. That's how bad the month is. The destruction of the Jews is because Moshe died. So, Moshe still died on Adar. Here comes the Gemara and says, you know what? Adar comes, be happy. What do you mean be happy? Moshe died on Adar. Shulchan Aruch said, that people fast on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, yesterday. Rabbi Ovadia said in his book that people fasted yesterday, even though we have two Adar this year, and we fast next month as well. That's how bad it is. Moshe Rabbeinu died. So, he fast on Adar because Moshe died. Haman said Adar is a bad month. So what if you were saved on Adar? So what? You have Purim. Okay. But remember, a week before Purim is Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzeit. So Shulchan Aruch, you have to fast. What do you have to fast? Because it's not a lucky month. It will be a lucky month. You don't have to fast on Zayin Adar. Moshe shouldn't have died on that month. Okay, the Gemara said Moshe was born on that. Okay, you know what? Moshe shouldn't have been born on that. What's so great about it? And here come Chachamim and try to explain to us what is this month really, what's the power of this month, what's the power of Purim. So Chachamim say, as Moshe Rabbeinu, when Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't listen to my prayers and you still want to destroy Am Yisrael, please erase my name from the book. From your book. See, the Gemara says that actually when Ezra Sofer divided the parashiyot, this week's parasha, parasha Tetzaveh, always falls the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzeit. And this is parasha, you don't find Moshe's name. So called to comply with Moshe's request to Hashem, erase my name. Look up most of the Chumash after Moshe was born. Almost every parasha has at least one time Moshe's name. Almost. This parasha, right, and it says, the parasha starts, you should command Am Yisrael to bring you olive oil. How come it doesn't say, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor? Hashem spoke to Moshe. Where is Moshe? The whole parasha is no Moshe. You. How come? I says, that's because Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not mention my name. Erase my name. So what does it mean, erase your name? What does it mean, erase my name? What did Moshe say to Hashem? Erase my name. What does it mean exactly? And Hashem says, you want to know something? Ezra Sofer will come and decide that every week we read parasha, one parasha is going to be without your name. It's this parasha, Atat HaTzaveh. So what does it mean exactly? Moshe's name is, what is it? Here comes the Megillat Esther and tells us some information about this miracle that happened. The Megillat tells us, you know, Ishudia B'Shon Abiram was a person in Shushan. Shmo Mordechai, his name was Mordechai Ben Yair. The Gemara says, well, you have to know his name. I says, you know what? He lit the eyes of Am Yisrael. The word Yair in Hebrew means like light. So Mordechai lit the eyes of Am Yisrael in Torah. Mordechai taught them Torah. Ben Shimi, Hashem listened to Mordechai's prayers. Ben Kish, Mordechai knocked on the gates of mercy in Shamayim, and Hashem listened to him. Okay. What do you know about him? The Megillah says, this is Mordechai was a young boy when he left Yerushalayim. He left Yerushalayim 11 years before the destruction of First Temple, First Beit HaMikdash. When Yimach Shemon Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Iraq and Babel, came to Yerushalayim and took the king, at the time the king's name was Yechoniah. And he took with him all the Chachamim. And Mordechai was a kid. Was a little bit after Bar Mitzvah. In the Megillah, Mordechai is about 95 years old. 95. As well, Haman is 95. They're the same age. Haman was a soldier in the army of Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed by HaMikdash. It was about 25 there. Mordechai was about 13, they say, that so-called went to Babel, to Iraq, with the first exile. It was 11 years before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. Then he came back to Yerushalayim. It was at the time of destruction. And again, he went back. At that time was no Iran, no Shushan, no Paras. And then he went back to Iraq. And after this, he went back to Yerushalayim for the third time. And then the king Kush stopped the construction of the Tamikdash, and then he died. And Achashverosh took over. So Mordechai came down to ask Achashverosh to reissue the permit to continue the construction of the Tamikdash. This is what Mordechai is doing here. So, the Megillah tells you, Asher Oglam Yerushalayim, the Megillah tells you, did you know about Mordechai? You know, he was exiled, he went to exile together with the people 11 years before destruction. And then, Sheglan Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel Yimach Shemo, it says, again, he went back to Yerushalayim, and then he went again to exile, and then he went back to Yerushalayim. He said, what are you trying to tell me? And then, Vayi Omedet Adasa Yisrael Badodo, the Megillah tells you, Mordechai took care of his cousin Esther. Ken Lavaim, she was an orphan. When the parents died, Mordechai took her to adopt her. So he said, let me tell you something about this man. What the Megillah wants to tell you, that since was a time, it was a war zone, and Mordechai picked up Esther, and there was no food to eat. So he was looking for a lady that had a baby to nurse Esther. Couldn't find one. So he himself nursed Esther. He nursed a man. The Gemara said, one of the Chachamim gave a lecture and said it, and everybody was laughing. A man can lose? I understand why Hashem also made a person something like a breast. Says the Gemara, here it's a Mishnah. Look at the Mishnayot, Masechet Machshirin, it says, Chalav HaZachar Taor, a person. I myself, I know personally, a person, Farsi, I know him personally, that he had milk in his breast. I know the guy. He lived in my shul in great name. The Gemara says, you know what, that's what Mordechai did. I said, wait, so who cares if he did? What are you trying to tell me? So what? What do you need this information? So that's when the Megillah hints that Mordechai nursed Esther. So who cares if he nursed Esther? The Megillah tells you, you know, that he is so-called, he's playing with Haman. The Megillah tells you one day, Ahasuerus said everybody should respect him, bow down to Haman, and he's going to tease him. Every time Haman passed by, Mordechai will sit down. Says the Gemara says, Am Yisrael came to Mordechai. When the execution notices came out, and Am Yisrael said to Mordechai, why did you have to tease him? Why every time the Haman passed by, you sat down? So what's the reason behind it? Why did you do it? Disappear. Mordechai said, no, I'm doing it. Why are you doing it? The Gemara said, Am Yisrael told Mordechai, you're wrong. You see the execution notices? It's because of you. I said, Mordechai, Chachamim said, Mordechai, why did you do it? Chachamim have a debate. How come Mordechai did such a thing? Who gave you permission to tease him? Why did you tease him? Why did you tease Haman? Who said you're allowed to tease? Mordechai said, it's not so simple. Start with the goy, and this goy is a high official. You go start with the vice president or the president, and you're going to tease him and tease him and tease him. You don't want to bow down to him. Disappear every time Haman comes, you know, you have to go away. You know, every time he found out Haman is coming, he waited, and Haman passed by, everybody stood up, and Mordechai was standing, Haman came by, he sat down. He said, why are you doing today? So Haman decided he's going to make a lotto, he's going to kill all of Israel. Made the lotto. The lotto he made was 3 days before Pesach. It says, the lotto said that the following year, 11 months from now, it's going to be execution of all the Jews. We have now 11 months to play with. Let's see. Megillah tells you, the Mordechai went to the palace, told Esther, listen, you got to go to Ahasuerus right now. Listen, Mordechai, wait a minute. It's not an emergency. He had in his hand the execution notice, and it says, in 11 months from now, kill the Jews. So, he said, Esther, you got to go now. So Esther said, listen, I was not called to see Ahasuerus already for 30 days. If I go and I walk without permission, they kill me. Mordechai said, this is no excuse. Go. Esther said, what is no excuse? So how can I go? So if you want me to go, Esther said, you know what? Fast now. All the Jews should fast for 3 days. Then I walk inside. So Mordechai said the Gemara to Esther, Esther, in 2 days is Pesach. We have Leila Seder, we have Matzah, Maror. So, you want to cancel it? You don't? Listen, you go to Ahasuerus, Esther says, I'm not going. Either you fast, or you don't. If you fast, I go. He said, but are you going to cancel Matzah? Esther said, listen, better cancel this year because next year won't be Jews. Esther, listen, it's in 11 months from now. What do you mean there will be no more Jews next year? Let's go to Ahasuerus now. He says, why Mordechai wants me to go now? What happened? Anyway, the Megillah said, in the meantime, Mordechai doesn't budge, doesn't move, and Haman gets furious and furious, and he comes home, the Megillah will tell you, and he calls up his wife and his advisors. He said, listen, I can't take this rabbi. What is it teasing me all the time? I'm not going to wait for next year. I want to do something to him. His wife said, you want to know something? I have a good advice for you. In your backyard, is a pole, piece of wood, 100 feet. long. 50 mama. Go, put it in the ground, and go and mow the chametz. I said that piece of wood, says the Gemara, Haman was about 25 years old. About. When he was a soldier in the army of Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed Beit HaMikdash. And while they destroyed Beit HaMikdash, he went and he found this pole, this piece of wood that was 100 feet long. Hamishimama. He kept it in his backyard. And now, it's already 70 years later after the destruction. Haman is 95 now. At the time he was 25. And his wife tells him, you see this piece of wood that you have in the backyard? Go put it up and go now to the king and tell him, you want to hang Mordechai on that tree. I said, what difference does it make? Which tree? Put him on the pole outside, on the mailbox. What has to do with this tree? Because it's empire state building. Who knows? Haman said, great idea, genius. He comes to Ahasuerus in the middle of the night and he's going to ask Ahasuerus to hang Mordechai on that tree that he had in his backyard, and now he put it up. And in the meantime, Gila will tell you something happened and Ahasuerus is furious and this is Haman does something, he falls on Esther, and Eliyahu Navi comes, it's just up like one of the officers or the advisors, ministers of Ahasuerus. He tells Ahasuerus, you know what? This guy, anyway, Haman, he prepared now a 50 amma tall pole over there in his backyard, 100 feet. He wants to hang Mordechai. Mordechai is your friend. Mordechai saved you because somebody wanted to poison you. And Haman wants to hang him. Achshav says, you want to know something? Go hang Haman on that tree. I mean, not that tree. Chop his head off. No, that tree. Let me get out. So what's the secret behind? Comes the Torah and tells us, you should know some story about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah tells us, Parashat Ba'alotcha, Sefer Bamidbar, the time Israel came to Moshe Rabbeinu before Moshe sent the spies. After we did the golden calf, they said, we want to have meat. Came to Moshe. Want meat? Says the Gemara, well, the whole thing is a lie. You have enough animals. But you know, just to tease Moshe, to give him a hard time. See, the Torah, in the text, Moshe went to Hashem and says, how am I going to give them meat? And he tells Hashem like this. Was I pregnant with them? Was I the one that gave birth to these people? This is the nurse that I have to nurse them. You talk to Hashem like this. What do you try to tell Hashem? Say, Chachamim, you know, the Gemara said, let me tell you, everybody has, the Gemara said, a mission in his life. You were born with a mission. Hashem gave you neshama and you're here. So what do you got to do? Hashem has designated something for you. Every person in the world. You don't know exactly what. You don't know. But during your lifetime, you'll figure what Hashem wants you. Hashem wants something from you. Let's see if you can accomplish the mission. If you don't accomplish the mission, you're a failure. So the Gemara, I want to explain to you some things. So the Gemara says, you know, Noah, when he was born, his mission was to be holy and pure. From him the world will start after the flood. So the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody will ask you, what was Moshe's mission? So the Gemara, Moshe is the redeemer of Am Yisrael. And you read the Torah, you say, yeah, obviously. Say, no. So let me explain to you what it means. So the Gemara, what about Yosef? I said, Yosef was designated to support the world in the famine. The man says, what about Mordechai? What's Mordechai's job? The man says, Mordechai's job is Hatzala, is Geula. It's not that Mordechai is the Redeemer. He is going to help us to be redeemed. The man says, what's the difference between Mordechai and Moshe? He says, no. Listen, Mordechai is so-called a job of a masculine. In Hebrew, Goel is Meskuli. This is Moshe. Moshe is Meskuli. Mordechai is like a feminine. What does it mean? I'll tell you what the Gemara says. Mordechai is like a father. No. Mordechai is like a mother. Moshe is like a father. Therefore, Moshe is called Redeemer. Goel in Hebrew means masculine. And the lady is called Geula. This is Mordechai. Mordechai is going to say, what is the difference? Master, I'll tell you what the difference is. Master says, you know what? The father is responsible for his son. This is the Mishnah. If you're a father, when you want to get married, he says, what's your obligation? He says, my obligation, says the Gemara, is to do Brit Milah to your son. To your son. If he's the first son, you have to do Piyon Aben. And then your obligation is to teach him Torah. Your obligation is to find him a wife. And to teach him a professional. And maybe the Gemara said also you have to teach him how to swim. That's your obligation. Swim. So Gemara Kedushin, Mishnah, page 29. Sechah Chamim, and what's the wife's job? Gemara, the wife's job is really to give him food, to give him good manners, to watch him at home, wait for him with the bus, bring him home, do the homework with him. So, this is the harmony the Gemara says between the husband and the wife. The husband's job is to teach him Torah. And the mother's job is to raise him, to give him good supper, good breakfast, good lunch, go shopping with him. Do all the things. But the father's job is just to teach him Torah. Father doesn't have to take him shopping. That's why the father doesn't have to give him food. That's why Hashem made that the lady should nurse the baby. Why? Hashem could have made the man who said your wife has to get up in the middle of the night and to give the baby a bottle. No, you can be kind. You can help her. You can go up. Yeah. But really, it's the lady's job. You cannot abandon your wife and say, you get up. No, you have to help your wife. But you know you help your wife. Because that's really her job. She has to feed him. That's why Hashem gave her milk. Hashem could have given the man milk. Sometimes Hashem does. When the person is designated to support. Moshe is the father. It's called Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't say Moshe is the one that gave us food, gave us this. You understand? No. Moshe went up to Shemayim to learn Torah, and his job was to teach us the Torah. His brother Aharon is like the mother of Hamisa. That's the Gemara says, Moshe and Aharon are equal. Moshe's designation and destination is to teach us Torah. But Chachamim said, the Gemara says, Moshe's job is not to teach you Torah. Moshe's job is to deliver you to Olam Haba. Says the Gemara. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, Mashiach will come. Next thing will be Moshe Rabbeinu. Because that in Olam Haba you only learn Torah. It's going to be no more business. What are you getting in? Says the Gemara, Mashiach will come. Am Yisrael will come to Avraham Avinu. Ask Avraham Avinu, you want to teach us some Torah? Because Olam Haba is here. Avraham said, go to Yitzchak. Go to Yitzchak. Yitzchak said, go to Yaakov. Go to Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Yaakov said, go to Moshe. Moshe learned from Hashem. This is Moshe went up to Shammai. So Moshe died in the middle of his mission. The tragedy that Moshe died, it's not that Moshe died. Everybody dies. But the question is if you accomplished your mission or not. Moshe never accomplished. Why? Because the job was, he should take us out of Egypt, bring it to Eretz Israel, build it HaMikdash, he is the Mashiach, and we go to Olam Haba. And Olam Haba is Israel. And that's the Gemara says, Moshe did not want to take the mission. When Hashem told Moshe, you're the designated one, Moshe said, I'm not taking it. Because I know, Moshe said, I know. Hashem told him, anyway, you know they're going to do the golden calf. Moshe said, they're going to do the golden calf. So they're never going to get to Israel, right? They're going to send the spies, right? So what is Majab? Majab is to bring them to Olam Haba. Therefore, when Am Yisrael asks, Moshe, we need meat, we should meet. Moshe, you Hashem, listen, Hashem. What's my name? Moshe Rabbeinu? Or my name is Moshe the supplier? Moshe of the supermarket. This is not my job. Let me tell you, Hashem. And Moshe explained to Hashem. So you designated me to learn Torah. I went up to Shamayim. I said, I learn with you. I have to pass it out. Why? Not because they should learn Torah. Because Torah is just a destination. Olam Haba, you only learn Torah. You learn halachot, says the Zohar. All the time. And Moshe came down, he started to say halachot. And Am Yisrael said, nah, too much halachot. We don't want it. Moshe, leave it at us. We don't want Olam Haba. You don't want. When you don't keep the mitzvot, it doesn't mean you don't keep the mitzvot. You don't want Olam Haba. Because if you know what Olam Haba is all about, says the Gemara, prepare yourself in this world for Olam Haba. And so you learn the halachot. Nah, I don't keep this halachot. I don't keep Shabbat. Gemara says, you don't keep Shabbat? You know Hashem gave you Shabbat? Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. Gemara says, if you have a pleasure on Shabbat, multiply it 60 times, this is going to be Olam Haba. What is this? You don't know yet. But you don't want to keep Shabbat, it means you don't want Olam Haba. That's what the Gemara says, Shabbat is connected to all the mitzvot. Somebody keeps Shabbat, he keeps everything. He says, why? Why? What's so great about Shabbat? Big deal, big deal. No, no, no. Ariel says, listen, you have to feel, you have to look different on Shabbat. Friday night, you have to look in the mirror. If you look at the same thing, you don't know what Shabbat is all about. Says, if you don't go to mikveh Friday, you never feel it. If you don't dance in the Chadudi, you don't sing in the Chadudi, you never feel it. But if you do it, he says, I feel it. I don't know what it is. It's called Neshama Yitra, extra soul that I get. Says, you got it? You feel good? Says, that Olam Haba. For this Hashem gave us Shabbat. You don't want to keep Shabbat? Says, you want to know something? Am Yisrael don't want to keep Shabbat. The first Shabbat in the desert was Mekosh Yesh. Says the Gemara, you know what happened in the time of Mordechai? Angels came to Hashem and says, look, the Jews making wine on Shabbat.
Wine?
Wine on Shabbat. In Iran. Gemara says, make wine on Shabbat. Don't keep Shabbat. Says the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat, page 119. Lo Charva Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was destroyed. You know what? People didn't keep Shabbat. So what if you don't keep Shabbat? You don't understand. If you don't keep Shabbat, it means you don't want Olam Haba. You don't want Olam Haba. Why are you here for? Why are you here in Olam Hazeh? It says, here is a preparation for Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, Domeh, Lifosof, Olam Haba. What you do over here is you prepare yourself for Olam Haba. What you do in Olam Haba? You learn Torah all the time. What you learn? All the halachot. Says the Zohar from Hashem. Moshe will come and teach you. Then Hashem will teach you, says the Zohar. So you want to learn? No, we don't want to learn. Am Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, he came from Har Sinai. No Torah Shebaal Peh. No, enough Moshe Halachot. More Yalkut Yosef, more Mishneh Berurah, more Shulchan Aruch, more Ramah. Enough is enough. No, it's not the problem you learn. The problem is you don't want to learn about. You don't want to learn about? So he's thinking about Haman is going to come. Haman is going to come. What happened? Well, you went to the party for Hashverosh. You drank over there. You did some bad things over there. It means you don't want to learn about. I said, listen, was dishes of Bet HaMikdash over there on the table? Bet HaMikdash, you know what Bet HaMikdash is? This is a diving boat to Olam Haba. So you don't want it, right? Oh, you don't want it? Hashem destroyed it. That's the secret of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Zayin Adar, Yishchan Aruch, Du Ta'anit. Why is it Ta'anit? Because Moshe died. Everybody dies. No. The problem with Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was designated to be our father, to teach us Torah, in order to take us to Eretz Yisrael, in order to be Bet HaMikdash, in order to have Olam Haba. He died in the middle of the job. And the reason is, because we only want to have a good time, we want barbecue. From barbecue in the desert, he says, what's the barbecue business now? We're on the way, we're in the journey now. We're in transit. We're going to Eretz Israel. You know, Israel to Bet HaMikdash. I said, you want to go to Bet HaMikdash? We want to have meat now. So Moshe went to Hashem. He said, listen, Hashem, am I the mother of them or the father of them? That's what in the text, the Torah says, that's what Moshe said. Was I pregnant with them? He said, Moshe, why are you trying to say to Hashem? I said, I am the male. I'm Goel. Goel means I'm the Redeemer. But I'm the Redeemer from Egypt, they should get stuck in the desert. Redemption means that I take them all the way, deliver them to Olam Haba. On the contrary, says the Gemara, Mordechai was not designated for this. You want to have a proof? Says the Gemara, I'll give you a proof. Mordechai took his cousin or his niece. It's a question if Esther was his cousin or his niece. Machloket. And she was a baby. And there was a time of a war. And you could not find any lady to nurse her. So Mordechai nursed her. I said, what are you trying to tell me? I said, listen, some people were designated to support others, but not to be the father of the generation. I said, Mordechai was designated the Geula. He is like a female. He is like a mother of Am Israel. And therefore, the Gemara says, Mordechai nursed Esther. I said, Moshe could not nurse, because Moshe only can teach you Torah. And the people that were designated, the spark of Mordechai, they can nurse babies. Because your job is to support, is to save the people. And here comes the Megillah, I will tell you, Mordechai was a tzaddik. He said, can you tell me something? He said, I'll tell you what. Power said that he is God. And Hashem told Moshe, I mean, you know what? Power goes into the Nile because he wants to go to the bathroom over there. You go over there next to the Nile. He says, Power, what are you doing over there? What do you need? Shall I give you a tissue? I says, why? Because he said, Li yori v'ani asitini, I even made myself. So Hashem told Moshe, you go and go next to him all the time. Listen, this is the president of Egypt. At that time, Egypt was the head of the world. So go, Moshe goes and tease him. Hashem told Moshe, go tease him. Why? Go to the palace, knock on the door, says, Paro, I'm here to tell you, send my people out. So he went. And Paro said, forget about it. So Hashem said, go to the Nile. Paro is going to the bathroom. And says, Paro, what are you doing over there? God doesn't go to bathrooms. Says, Chachamim, look what Mordechai does, the same thing. Says, the Gemara, Haman said he's God. Haman said he's God. Mordechai said, I'll do what Moshe did. Because I have to get back the people on the right track. But the Midrash was destroyed. It says already 70 years we are in exile. Now in Iran, used to be in Babel, in Iraq. And there's no Beta Midrash. You know why? Because people don't protest against idols. Let me do it. And Am Yisrael said, what the hell are you doing? I said, what I'm doing? I'm trying to save you. But you know what? You enter the party, and you're not interested in Beta Midrash. You don't keep Shabbat. You make one on Shabbat. You do all the, you have peddlers. While the concern of Beit HaMikdash going on, the second Beit HaMikdash, you read Sefer Nehemiah and Ezra. Nehemiah came to Jerusalem, they're building the Beit HaMikdash. Jews go on the street, peddlers, on Shabbat they're selling things. Nehemiah says, what's the matter with you people? Beit HaMikdash is here. You don't keep Shabbat? What do you mean Beit HaMikdash? Then the Megillah tells you, listen what happened. I said, you know, Pesach is coming. Pesach, you know what's Pesach? Zohar said, the Gemara says, Pesach Mashiach is going to come. I said, what do you think is going to happen? Says the Zohar, you know what's going to happen? Mashiach will come. The Midrash is going to be built. It's going to be Olam Haba. It's supposed to be on Nisan. That's Pesach. Pesach is not you're coming out of Egypt. You're coming out of exile. No. You can finally we can have the destination. Says as well, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come together with Mashiach, and he's our father. He's going to come and teach us halachot the Torah, something that he did not want to accept when Moshe was alive. But Mordechai says the Gemara taught us Torah later when the Gezerah came. I said, listen, you better start learning Torah, learn the halachot. Learn the halachot. It means you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Olam Haba. Olam Haba, Hashem will waive the Gezerah. And as Chachamim said, you know, you read the Megillah, you see, what is the story all about? Adar, Chodesh Adar, what is this? A good month or bad month? The Gemara says, you know what? It's a very bad month. For who? For the people don't want to keep the mitzvot, they don't believe in Olam Haba. So what happened? It's Moshe Rabbeinu died. A tragedy. Not because Moshe Rabbeinu died. Moshe died on this month. It's because people don't want Olam Haba. You don't want Beit HaMikdash. Let me just destroy. The Gemara says, you want a proof? I'll tell you. Haman was about 25 years old. He was in the army of Nebuchadnezzar. He saw Beit HaMikdash. Haman goes to the back. He pulls a pole 100 feet long. Brings it with him. He's in Iran now. He goes to Ahasuerus. He says, listen. You have to kill the Jews. He says, oh, who needs them? He says, Ahasuerus says to him, what do you mean? He says, what do I mean? God burned the Beit HaMikdash. So what do you mean? It means there's no purpose anymore for Jews. Jews are here for a purpose. To be in Olam Haba. They don't want Olam Haba. Let me tell you something. I have in my backyard also this big pole from Beit HaMikdash as a proof. How come Hashem destroyed his own house? Because it's not necessary to have his house. Because Beit HaMikdash is just a diving board for Olam Haba. They don't want Olam Haba. And that's what Mordechai, when he saw the execution notices, he goes to Esther and says, Esther, today is the Nisan. Today is 3 days before Pesach. You know, it's true. The execution notices say that next year on Adar, this is the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died, then he's going to kill all the Jews. But Mordechai says, listen. Pesach is coming now in 3 days. Please run to Ahasuerus now. Because all the Jews are already scared to death from the execution notices. The Megillah tells you. Megillah tells you. When everybody got it in the mail, so many people misread. Everybody was crying. What I can do? To Teshuvah, says the Gemara, says the Zohar. Sag vefer utzal arabim. The important people put sack on them, put ashes on the head. When the Chassid says, run to Ahasuerus right now. I said, what's the rush? He gave 11 months. Mordechai said, you don't understand? We need redemption on Pesach. In 3 days it's Pesach. It's not just going out to exile. Excuse me. It's not just going out to exile. Excuse me 1 second. Kemotech, Makawa. Okay. אוקיי, עוד מעט. לא יודע, אני באמצע שיעור, אני לא יכול לדבר. עוד כמה דקות. הרבנית יצטק on route 4. הרבנית supposed to pick me up. No. He says, nobody moves on route 4. He says, her ways doesn't work right now. She doesn't know how to get off. Soon. Few minutes. So Mordechai tell Esther, listen, they all do teshuva right now. So it means they want Beit HaMikdash right now. They want Beit HaMikdash right now. You go right now to Ahasuerus. It's 3 days before Pesach. Then we can have the redemption. Esther said, do Ta'anit. Mordechai said, Ta'anit now? Pesach is coming. Esther said, forget about Pesach now. Do Ta'anit right now, 3 days before Pesach. Pesach is going to be redemption with Beit HaMikdash. Will come down from Shamayim. Says the Zohar, you praise your Hashem, the Beit HaMikdash should come from Shamayim. Yei ratzon shetivne Beit HaMikdash b'merabe yaminu. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should build it, says the Zohar. Don't ask Hashem that we want to build it. This is a lower level, says the Zohar. Because Beit HaMikdash will come down, then you have Olam Haba right away. And this is Mordechai to Esther. I know it's in 11 months, the Gezerah, the execution, the decree is in 11 months. But now, it happened to be that Haman made the lotto today. Yesterday. Today, everybody got email. Execution notices, 11 months. All the Jews around the world will get killed. But Hashem said, listen, it's from Hashem. That now, 3 days before Pesach, run to Ahasuerus, everybody is doing teshuva right now. They're all crying on the street. They're all having ashes on the head. And already, people don't eat. They have no appetite. If you do, then Pesach is going to be the final destination what Moshe Rabbeinu could not deliver. Says the Zohar that Mordechai, the spark of Moshe Rabbeinu inside him. Even though that Mordechai is so-called is only the Goelet, that's the Geula, but he fell to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you didn't want to do it. Says the Gemara, Mordechai right away collected 22,000 people, students, children. He said, let's learn halachot of Kmitza, of Beit HaMikdash. This is to cancel Haman's idea that he has in his backyard this pole. He says, what is this one? He's Roman Beit HaMikdash. Yes, we do. We learned the halachot. Yes, we do. We saw we went to the party. Yes, we do. We want, not Mashiach, we want Olam Haba. This is the explanation. This is Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I cannot take them to Eretz Israel, erase me from the Torah. Because I know my job. I know my obligation. My obligation is to deliver them to Olam Haba, not to bring them here in the desert or bring them to Eretz Israel. Esther means nothing. Rachaman, who is a Ken, 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 who is a ששרים ברוך אלוקינו שברנו לכבודו, עולם הבא. Is that a person's new destination? So we keep the mitzvot not because Hashem wants you to keep Shabbat, Hashem wants us to keep mitzvot. No, because the destination is olam haba. Olam haba is only mitzvot. No, not to do, only learn the halachot. Now if you don't want to learn it here, or you don't want to keep it here, it means don't olam haba. So it's not a punishment. If the person died, the person doesn't want to leave. That's not called life here. I mean, it's just a preparation to get to Olam Haba. That's the whole Purim was all about. So Gemara said, you want to know something? Very interested. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. And learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the halachot to get to Olam Haba, Hashem said, Moshe, before you go down, I have something else to give you in your hand. I want to give you the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. Says the Gemara. The Gemara Yerushalmi said, Hashem told him, listen, I want to give you Megillat Esther. Moshe said, Megillat Esther? Hashem said, one time it's going to be Megillat Esther, it's going to be Mordechai and Haman. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, Moshe had it in his pocket and he gave it to Yeshua. And Mordechai knows about it. The question is, Am Yisrael do Yeshua? So why Hashem is giving Mordechai, Moshe, in Shamayim, the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash? What is it all about? He gives most of Megillat Esther, the Gemara Yerushalmi says. He says, because after you learn all the halachot, Hashem tells Moshe, I want to explain to you something. You see all these halachot? It says, then it's going to be Beit HaMikdash, the diving board for Olam Haba. And let me tell you something. Now, you come down, the Jews will say, we don't want the halachot. We don't accept Torah Shebaal Peh. It's going to be Mordechai one day. כי מובי קיבלו היהודים עליהם על זרם, says the Gemara, מודך רבו לתל לג'וז. You want to be alive? Start learning הלכות. Remember? You don't want to accept it. You don't want to accept it after Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you don't want to accept it, it means you don't want to know about it. You don't know about it. Execution notice here in front of you. I said, what is this all about? That's Hashem doesn't need you over here if you don't want to know about it. And therefore Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, already Megillat Esther, and the blueprint of Beit HaMikdash. This is shows when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemoneh Esre, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bnei Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Kiran Yishua, he says, that it is really the destination. It's not Barech Aleinu, Barchenu, he says, this is Hashem, Refaenu, he says, listen, the main thing before you say, Shemiah Tfilah, Yitala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it all about? Why do I need Parnasa? Why do I need Refuah Shelema? Why do I need this and this? Because I want to be in Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is a destination. It's a destination before Mashiach comes, when Mashiach comes, in order to have Olam Haba. And that you have to emphasize it. To emphasize it. I said, then Hashem gives us in this world whatever we need, because we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, we understand our mission. So every person has a mission, and he has to accomplish the mission. Therefore, we have to learn the halachot, and teach halachot, the Gemara says. And to be the fathers, the men have to be the fathers of the children's obligation of the father to teach Torah, not because they have to learn, because they have to be in Olam Haba. And the mother's job is to support them, to teach them good manners, to nurse them. And then Chacham is the harmony of the father and the mother, is like the harmony of Moshe and Aaron, like Moshe and Mordechai, and that's the purpose of the Megillah. That's what the Chachamim say. Adar is not a good month. A lot of tragedy happened this month. It depends. It depends. If you accept on yourself all the halachot and you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I keep it, and this is Olam Haba, then it's a good month. Mabim besimcha. But if Chas v'Shalom, you don't want to learn the halachot, and the generation not interested to keep the Torah, it's a bad month. So why it's a bad month? Because that's what Moshe died. Moshe died. Everybody dies in the end. You don't understand. Moshe died in the middle of the job. That's the tragedy. Because you don't want Olam Haba. That's why. Otherwise, Moshe would have been in Eretz Israel, built Beit HaMikdash, and it would be Olam Haba right there. I said, why happened? He died in the desert. Then I said, because you gave him a hard time. You want water, you want meat, you want food, you want this, you want this. Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why don't you come to Moshe Rabbeinu? I want to learn more halachot. No, this is Moshe, we don't want to learn halachot from you. Thank you very much. Torah Shri Bechtav, says the Gemara, says, whatever it says in the Chumash, I want. Don't give me more halachot, more dinim. I'm not interested in this. Is he not interested in this? Moshe died. Ramin said, that's what Haman was happy. Adar should be a very, very happy for a Jew if the Jew knows his destination. That I'm not here to enjoy this world. I'm here to earn the credit to be in Olam Haba. And then Adar, Ramin Besimcha, Ramin said, that's the whole Purim about. Yidim HaTaorah. Torah is the Torah. I said, the Jews understood at that moment, we have to learn Torah in order to have Olam Haba. That's our purpose. Baruch Elokeinu shebaranu lichvodo. Yeladim min haTorim. Natanu Torato. Natanu Torato. Said, what you say? You say in Tefillah, Shacharit. I said, thank God you created me for your respect and you gave me the Torah. I said, but who needs the Torah? The Torah, without Torah, you have no Olam Haba. I say in Tefillah, Avat Olam, Petzach Avda. Torah mitzvot. Hashem loves you. I said, how Hashem loves me? Because he gave me a house? Because he gave me... No. He says, what? You say in the tefillah. Avat Olam. Hashem, you love me a lot. What? What does it say? Because we're alive? Because Hashem gives us? No. Torah mitzvot, chukim mishpatim, otan olam edata. You taught us the halachot. I said, but that shows Hashem loves me. The opposite. That shows that I have too much obligation. No, you don't understand. In Olam Haba, you learn the halachot. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave me the Torah here, and I learned the Torah here, because then I come to Olam Haba. I get to sit down over there, and I don't understand what's going on. So the whole purpose is the Torah. The Yodim HaTorah, the Megillah says, you know, Jews had Orah, light, when it's the Torah. He says, finally, we understood on Adar, the Marvim B'Simcha, it's a Chodesh Shenefach, the Megillah says, this month changed to be a very good month. It's, what is it all about? We got, that time we understood the Torah is not obligation, Torah is a privilege. When you learn it, you'll be in Olam Haba. You don't want to learn it, it's no punishment. It's just, you don't want to be in Olam Haba. You have no reason to be in this world. As the Chachamim said, Adar, it depends. If Am Yisrael showed Hashem that you want Olam Haba, then it's Vavim Mesimcha. Chas Shalom. You don't want. It's just a tragedy, it's a tragedy. You have to pray to Hashem. Everybody should do teshuva, and then as we have Olam Haba, Mashiach Baruch Hu, Amen.